Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Many people today are in search of a church to attend or to be a part of. And depending on the individual, their criteria may vary in the selection process. Perhaps they're looking for a particular program that'll meet the needs of their growing family. Or they consider convenience, whether the church is in proximity to where they live. Maybe it's the style of the music or the architecture of the building, whether the pastor wears a tie or whether or not they give you free coffee. But regardless of what fellowship you call your home church, you come to realize that there really isn't any perfect church. Someone once told me, if you find a perfect church, don't go there because you'll ruin it. And the reason is, there is no perfect church because the church is made up of imperfect people. The church isn't the building. It's the people within the building. The church isn't a venue that we visit. It's not a vibe that we create. The Bible describes the church as the body of Christ, as the flock of the great shepherd, as the bride of Christ, as the Lord's people, as his children. And Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. He loves his church, and he's given us instructions in his word for what makes a healthy church. I believe that the model for a healthy church is found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, where it says, "They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers." There are at least four things that the early church continued in steadfastly. Number one, the apostles' doctrine, meaning they were committed to consistently studying and teaching God's word. There are no effective substitutes for God's word, only supplements. A church that doesn't emphasize the teaching of God's word will have a spiritually malnourished and biblically illiterate congregation. Consistently, they kept themselves in fellowship. The Greek word is koinonia. It means an intimate sharing of oneself with another. The word is translated contribution. It means more than just sitting down with Christian brothers and sisters and watching a ball game. There's a contribution involved. It isn't just sitting and receiving, but it's also giving. Thirdly, they kept themselves in the breaking of bread. Now, this refers no doubt to the partaking of communion. Later on, we're told that they would break bread from house to house. They had meals together. They shared life together in fellowship with one another. Finally, they kept themselves in prayer. The early church made prayer a priority. As the early church continued in these things, the church was powerful, it was unified, it was generous, it was joyful, worshiping, and evangelistic. I believe today that the general purpose of the church is bringing glory to the Lord, and the specific purpose of the church is to make disciples. Therefore, the function of the church is directly related to those two things. The church is to be reaching up, that is, looking unto the Lord for direction, and then reaching in, equipping and training believers for the work of the ministry, and then reaching out to the lost world around us with a message of the gospel. There are many models that you can look to build your church. But remember, unless the Lord builds the house, they that labor in vain.